Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. I feel a sneeze. sneeze coming. Sorry about that. But welcome to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all, where we talk about any and everything. Nothing is off limits. And I'm excited because today's topic is going to be about dating. We're going to get into details on dating, how long we think we should be dating, get some insights, some personal details, and a personal look into who I've dated. Not necessarily who I've dated, but dating for me, what it looks like, if I want to date again, going in the future, and so forth. So I'm super excited to talk to you guys all about that. I'm going to get into details about my marriage because there's a lot that people don't know that I just need to express and get it off my chest just to kind of have the therapeutic closure that I need. So yes, I'm super excited. I have some guests coming on the show today. That'll be a fun and exciting time. That way you get to hear other people's opinions and experiences through their dating and so forth. So let's get right into it. Dating, 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 dating. We all know how dating can be, especially in times like today when you got pandemics going on. You got about 72 dating apps. You got social media. Dating nowadays is not easy. I'm going to go ahead and pop this open because why not? I don't know if it's going to allow me to retract my emotions or if I'm going to get more into my emotions, but we'll see. That's a good truly right there. So dating. Does social media affect your dating? Ooh, so in my experience, for me, I can say yes and no, social media can affect your dating because for one, if you're a socialite or you love to be on social media and you have all these followers and it's always like, oh, let me post everything, that could be hard for somebody who doesn't like all that attention, that doesn't want all the, you know, attention on them and who might want their life to be more private or less public, I guess. But for me, I really only post what I want you guys to see. And if I was dating somebody and they were to tell me, like, well, I'm old enough now to the point where if it's just not there, I just wouldn't do it, like post somebody that I'm going on a date with or something. But if somebody, and you know, we were dating 3 or 4 months in and they were like, and we went out somewhere and I wanted to record and they were like, hey, you know, let's just not do that. Okay. That's not a problem. Like, you know, so I think social media in a sense can be a bad and a good thing only because with social media, you have pretty much anybody in the world at your fingertips. So if I wanted to, if I was in a talking to somebody and I have 10,000 followers and they have 1,000 or 1,000 followers, then I wouldn't want them to feel any type of insecure based on numbers or followers or how many likes somebody has, because all of that to me, it really doesn't matter. Because I look at social media, like social media, there's two different platforms. I have a Twitter and I have an Instagram, and those are way separate, like two separate things, because my Twitter is more explicit sexual and my Instagram is more my everyday life, what I'm doing or going through or something. So, but I've been told that my social media has affected people that I've talked to, or even my ex-husband would all the time tell me that my social media was a problem, but I would try to tell him his social media was a problem or how it could not be a problem, how we both don't need it to be a problem. And now I just answered my fucking question. Having social media really probably does fuck up things if that actual trust and secureness is not there because, yeah. So that's gonna, I'll XA that one because just from experience, I think my social media has fucked up things, but they think that my social media, for instance, my Twitter, like people think that if I wanna hang out or something that I just wanna fuck, it's like, bro, I legit wanna kick it with you. I'm not even horny. I'm not even trying to fuck. But based on what my social media gives, like I can understand why they might think that. For Twitter, Instagram, different story. Like Instagram, I see like confidence. I see sexy. I see a father who travels. I see, you know, it just, there's levels and stuff. But I feel like people, I've been told that they're intimidated by me and or my social media. So, dating apps. Do dating apps make it difficult? Absolutely, dating apps make it difficult because, again, people are on dating apps. In my mind, at least speaking for the gay world, you're on a dating app and no one's legit trying to actually want to meet you and date you. If you're on a dating app, at least in the gay world, gay community, it's 9 times out of 10 for a hookup. I feel like people aren't genuine on dating apps, such as Jacked, Grindr, BLK, whatever it may be. I feel like people all have intentions. Yeah, they might be wanting some companionship or to go on a date or something, but at the end of that date, I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, they're probably gonna be having sex or some type of sexual intercourse or sexual relations. And that's just pretty much the way that the gay apps work on, at least in the gay community, I feel. Because I'm not, if I'm on a gay app, I, Jovan, is going on the app because I want some ass. Like, who can I find that's going to give up some booty? That's why I'm going on. Other people might be going on and who can I find to be a boyfriend? Who can, but I personally don't think that you can find those things on dating apps. However, they are dating apps for a reason, so my opinion is only my opinion. If we're going to talk about dating apps, I'll go to sex on the first date. Do we believe in sex on the first date? I'm a yes and no kind of guy. I believe that as I was younger, I didn't care if I had sex on the first date. Like, that was always the goal. Like, yeah, let's hook up, bro. Like, let's go to the movies and let's go back to the house and fuck. As I've gotten older, I'm kind of like, yeah, if we're going to fuck, let's just kind of keep it platonic and just fuck. But if we're going to go on a date, I don't think I want to have sex with you on that date. Because 9 times out of 10, if I'm feeling you, I'm going to want to go on a date with you again. And giving it up on the first date is not going to, it's too easy, bro. It's too easy. It's not going to be, they're probably not going to come back for a second date. After your first date, if you already gave it up, they probably won't want to go on a second date unless you got some bomb, whatever. But even then, like, I feel like there's been, not limits, I can't think of the word, but there's been, not restrictions, but fuck, I can't think of the word. Even then, there's been expectations put out there. So date one, you guys are having sex. Date two, is that person going to expect them to have sex again? And then if that person, the other person doesn't want to have sex, does that cause conflict? And then is in this day and age, does that cause one person to be like, oh, this person doesn't want to fuck with me? And the other to be like, oh, this person's moving too fast. And then it just doesn't work. Is that what our generation is? Because in my mind and from my experience, I am a product of my generation. And nobody, it's hard to fucking date and be vulnerable and open and honest with somebody. At least not with for me, but for others, it's hard. And it plays back into people's past trauma and people, their upbringings or their ex fucking their head up or whatever the case may be, but it's just, It's not right. Say no. If you're going to date somebody, say no to sex on the first date. If you want to have a one night stand, go get it in, boo. All right. Another topic that I've been asked to touch on is how long do people date? What is the average dating, I should say? And I want to get a couple different opinions on this. I should call somebody. Let me see. I don't know if anyone's going to answer, but we can just see. Because I'm curious to know how long somebody thinks somebody should be dating. Let's see. Child. All right, that didn't work. Because I'm curious to know, the person I just called was single. This next person I'm calling is in a relationship. So I'm just curious to know, you know, their dating habits and stuff. But okay, no one's wanting to answer, so it seems like I'm going to have to be the opinionator on this. And in my mind, you got to date for a long time. But since we're talking about dating, I'm going to hold back on the dating subject. And I'm going to, since we're on this topic, how long do you date for? I'm going to kind of transition into the part two of my episode because it has to do with my marriage. And pretty much it goes into how long would you date before getting married and so forth. And I want to let the world know this is something that not many know, only people close to me and who are in my inner circle who I've actually had conversations with know, but I got married. So, okay, let me bring it back. I had known my ex-husband. We were both living in LA at one time from like 2016, and I don't know when he left, but I left in 2018. Excuse me. Oh, my 20 is calling, so hey, twin.
Hello.
I am doing my podcast. Do you have a minute or two?
I do. Am I on live? What's going on?
It's not live, but you're being recorded.
So I was like, what?
Definitely being recorded and whatnot.
Okay, what's going on?
Thanks for calling back. Welcome to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all.
Yeah, well, thank you for welcoming me.
Of course. This is, for everybody who doesn't know, this is my twin. She goes by the name of Vontavia Tasty Cream. We went to high school together, and she's literally my other half, and we're inseparable. So I want to welcome her to the show. And twin, we were actually, well, I was just talking about dating. So I wanted to get your opinion on some things and your dating experience and so forth.
Yeah, I don't know if I can spill all that tea. But
so you don't want to give him no tea?
I might, depending on what the question is. Can I please?
Okay, question. When do you have sex on the first date?
Oh, he went in on the question.
Sure did.
I mean, it depends. Like, I mean, I've had my one-nighters, but no, I can't just be like, yes or no, because I've also hung out with somebody and not did anything.
Twin, I'm laughing because legit, you said what I said. I was like, I've had a one-night stand, but if I'm dating somebody, I can't really have sex on the first day. Like, that is so funny. You are not shit. So, let's see. What is the perfect date to you, Tay?
The perfect date would be someone who I would say puts thought into some things. And I feel like it doesn't really have to be like, yeah, we're going to need some dollars, but the dollars isn't the issue. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want something original. I want something out of the ordinary. You know my ass. I like to jump off shit. I like to go go under somewhere. Like, I don't know. I just like spontaneous shit. So I would say something spontaneous is the perfect.
A thoughtful date. She doesn't want a dinner and a movie. Y'all hear that?
Okay. I can do that at home. I'm lonely.
Right. And have a better time. Hello?
We're not even going to get into that.
Okay, so since we're kind of talking about the dollars on a date and stuff, is it something that is split on a first date? Or does it something that progresses over time?
I feel like that would be something that progresses over time, but I feel like, first of all, if you approach me and you're asking me out, then that means that you must be covering it. And then if I decide to go on a second date with you, then I'll decide if I want to... would likely throw my little, if you gonna pay for this, I got that, you know what I mean?
Don't
be like, oh yeah, let's go out, and then once the bill comes, look at me like, nah, we couldn't.
Because then you got me fucked up.
Right, and then, waiter, check, please.
Right, I'm gonna pay for mine.
And then I'm out, right.
Oh, shit. Okay, so Twin, I'll have one more question for you then. Or actually two more, right, since...
Don't make it crazy.
No,
don't
I won't. I won't. And you could either take it as one or take it as two. Does social media and or dating apps affect dating?
Yes. I would say it depends on... One, I feel like social apps... I mean, you'll still have some weird shit going on here and there, but I feel like it depends on the couple as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You might have somebody that's cool with it, with people going under, you know, their other person's pictures and doing all the other stuff, versus another couple who, you know, is not feeling that at all. What's up, Roach?
That's my nephew in the background.
Phone, hold on a second. There you go. Your nephews.
Yes, Twin, I actually agree with that, because I said, you know, especially from my experience, that depending on who you're dating, it can be intimidating or it can be lovely thing, you know?
Right. So it just depends on the couple again.
All right. Well, Twin, I really appreciate you for stopping by. Thank you so much for tapping in. I love you, and I'll talk to you later, girl.
All right, well, thank you for calling me. But before you go, I have my music video.
Oh, baby,
please. Coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I will...
Wait, Twin, what's the name? Give them your Instagram, please. I'm sorry, guys. My twin, she's an artist. She sings, and she's fucking phenomenal. This is her... My bad.
So you can go to my IG, Tavia, my tier, too much. But my song is Waterfall, and that will be coming out in a couple of days. I just got done shooting it, but it's a dope-ass song, something that you can, you know, chill and drive to. So I'm excited. I put a lot of work into it.
Awesome, Twin. I'm excited for you. I know you've been doing your thing over there, and I'm excited to see the final product. So congratulations, and keep rocking, girl.
You too, Twin. I'm so proud of you. Keep shooting for the stars. I love you.
I love you so much, Twin. Give my nephew a hug.
I got you.
Love you guys.
Later.
Bye. Wow, that was awesome. So yes, her Instagram, Tavia Mitier. It's TaviaMitier. That's my girl, y'all. So thanks, shout outs to her for coming on. That was big. I'm glad that I was able to get another's opinion. And my best friend is actually working right now, so she's unable to get on, but she said hello, everybody. So, hello, Gabby. Hi, best friend. All right. I actually just confirmed that one of my other best friends is clear and able to talk now, so I will go ahead and dial her in. That way we can get her opinions on today's segment. All right, everybody. I would like to introduce, we have my good, good, dear friend, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Misha Balbanga, on the line here. Misha, welcome to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all.
Hello there.
I don't know why he's calling me Misha Bobanga because I'm not in high school anymore, but hey.
Misha Bobanga, blood.
What's good?
What it do, boo? How are you?
I am amazing, excellent. You know, I have my book coming along, inspired by yours truly.
Oh, okay. You said you have a book coming out inspired by moi?
Yeah, you wrote your book, and I was like, you know what? It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your book going to be about? What's up? Use my platform. Tell the people.
No way. Oh, don't do that. It's just a children's book. A children's book telling, you know, kids what they should and shouldn't be doing. It's about boundaries.
Nice. Okay, and where... What's your Instagram? Where can people find this or find your information?
At Misha the Player. At Misha the Player. We'll add it in there later. Thank you.
Of course.
Come on, I want to talk about some girl code stuff. Let's be grown.
You want to get into some girl code, boy code, eh?
Let's be grown up in here.
Okay, well, let me ask you first. I'm curious to know, in your opinion, Misha, what is a good time or a long enough time for someone to be dating in order for them to take it to the next level?
Okay, so what's the next level? Like, what is the next level?
Let's say the ultimate goal would be marriage, but let's, you know, how long are you going to date before you ask somebody to get engaged or something?
I guess it differs per person, you know, if they're healed, you know. Okay, cool. You feel me? We can get in this relationship and, you know, get to know each other without all these demons attacking us. But if you ain't healed, it's going to take a while. You know, it just depends. If you're healed, it'll be cool. But if your partner ain't healed, it's going to take a while. So I'm going to say it depends. But if you guys are both on your shit, you guys can literally get to know each other in a few months and get married, like, with no questions asked, because you know you're the one. If you know that's who you're going to be with, then...
So you would be willing to date somebody even though they're not healed?
I can't say willing to. I think a lot of people dive into relationships not knowing that, oh, I need to be healed. You know, like not knowing...
I'm glad you're touching on this. Because on this particular episode, I specifically said, like, I right now am healing. I am not healed. I am currently going through a healing process, and the whole dating and getting to know somebody and something right now, it's just, it seems impossible. So I think that's because I'm healing. So I wouldn't want to put my stresses and what I'm still going through onto somebody else unless I can kind of like forget about what I was going through and kind of felt safe into these new person's arms and like trusted that person. But that's not what I'm going for. He says it really depends on the people, the couple, and if they're healed or not. So where they are in their life. And I can agree with that.
Are they hurt? Are they healed? You know? Have you healed from your childhood trauma?
Absolutely. I can definitely agree with you on that. All right. So, Misha, I was on the phone with Tay, and I asked her, do you split the bill on the first date?
What the fuck am I splitting the bill for?
Okay. As the dates progress, are you splitting...
If you're asking somebody on a date, it kind of, I don't know, it makes it, you assume that somebody's paying for you, but you, okay.
So, what about second date, third date? Do you start to split the bill?
I am in a relationship, and when I go out to eat with my partner, he never asks me to split the bill, so this is like foreign language to me, for real. Like, I'm like, split the bill? $45? What? Like, you got me looking like this for a minute, so I was like, oh, wait.
I'm weak.
Split the bill?
I'm weak. Okay, so that's out. What about sex on a first date? Me, you, and Tay all have the same reaction, bitch.
What's wrong? Why are you laughing so hard? Because I didn't even respond yet.
It was just because I know you're thinking and I know you're going to say, like, yes and no. So, like, I'm laughing.
I have had sex on a first date before. And it was but that doesn't mean that it's okay.
See, in my mind, I feel like if you're going to have a date, you shouldn't give it up on the first date. You can have a one-night stand, but if it's a you know, like, it's just different.
Yeah. If it's a date, why are you fucking? But if you know it's just gonna be a one night thing, or you know, shit, that's crazy.
But I don't want to, like, go on a date and then go home and then give it up, or, like, because that's, it's not gonna work. It's not gonna last. There won't be a second date.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm parking right now.
But no, you're exactly, all good.
Exactly. Like, so, if I plan on making something happen with you, I don't want you thinking I'm a slut bucket. What am I going to fuck on the first night for? He's going to think you're a slut bucket. You can't even...
Not a slut bucket.
Oh, God. All right. Don't have me sounding crazy up in this book.
Whoa. No, I love this. Okay, so last question, and I'll let you go. I know you gotta get to work. Do dating apps make it difficult to date?
Okay, so I'm not on, like, dating apps and shit like that, so I'm just gonna go off my social media platform.
Oh, social media is good enough.
I say it makes it really easy to get to know somebody, but it makes it hard to date. Because you're getting to know hella different people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what if you're in a relationship? Or no, that wouldn't make sense. I'm...
Ooh, I'm not trying to get to know anybody. I'm in a relationship.
No. I'm saying, like, from my experience, people get on dating apps, but they're not... They're getting on dating apps to fuck, not to date.
I know a couple of people that don't want their names up in this, you know. But I know a couple of people that have been on dating apps, like, legit looking for love. Like, looking for somebody that's yearning for love the way that they are because they're tired of fucking meeting these fucking piece of shit ass people, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, are you actually looking for love? Shit, you gotta be looking for love if you want this shit. But obviously, the way you put it out there, some people are just looking to fuck.
The way I put it out there. Okay, so Misha, we love you. Thank you for so much for tuning in to Javon Joseph, The Truth Behind It All. We will go ahead and I'll touch base with you. I know you wanted to get on the girl code, so I'll go ahead and I'll make sure I touch base for that episode. Thank you again.
Well, thank you. Be blessed.
That was great. I fucking love my best friends. Like, for those of you who have read my book, you know all about Tay and Misha because those were my fucking road dogs through high school. So thank you girls so much for coming on and giving your guys' opinions on dating and so forth. I know both y'all bitches is in a little relationship right now or whatever, so I'm going to let y'all have it. I'm happy for you guys. I love your guys' significant others, so thank you guys for sharing on... you know, your opinions based in. I know the questions could have been tough and stuff, but I thank you guys for that. That's pretty much it for this week's episode. I am actually going to continue on the my situation and my dating and my marriage. I'll actually save that for next week's episode because it's kind of a lot and I don't want it to drag. We got a good enough amount for this week's episode, so I hope you guys took away something of this. I hope you guys, if you are dating, have an open mind. when it comes to dating. I know it's easier said than done, and a lot of us have been hurt in the past, but if ultimately what we want is to be loved or to love somebody, then don't make it difficult or more harder than what it needs to be. The world's already a hard place as is, so if you have somebody and they appreciate you, appreciate them back. Show them that you appreciate them for all that they do for you, and vice versa. Like, I'm all about love and stuff. So if you got somebody, love on them like there ain't no tomorrow. Okay. Until then, you guys, I had a great time. Thanks everyone for tuning in to Javon Joseph, the truth behind it all. Peace.